Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, we have entered Holy Week. We are coming to the Last Supper and Good Friday, the celebration of the death.
I feel like it's always such a serious time.
Yeah, it does feel, and a bit somber it feels, yeah, don't you think, the week? Yeah. It was interesting when you started your Heartbeat, you said these words. Is it a week where we are trying to be holy or a week where God is offering his holy son to us? Like, and I thought, that's interesting to think a week where I'm trying to be holy. Like, I've not really thought about it in that way. But I think to reflect on the fact that God is giving us his son.
It's such a holy moment.
Yeah.
It's like a moment like no other moment. Mm. It's a forever moment. If he hadn't sent his son, we'd be up the creek with no paddle. You know, I often feel like that anyway, and I have my Jesus as my, you know, Lord and Savior. No, it's such a momentous, awe-inspiring moment.
Mm.
Season, week, days, where, you know, look what Jesus did, and we really should ponder and meditate upon it.
Mm.
You know, it's like no other week ever.
Mm.
And I know it changes from year to year what week it is, but that's not the point. The point is the week of.
And it's interesting now, you know, all these years later, 2026 years later, to then be thinking, so how do I ponder this now in my week where I still pretty much have a normal week? Do you know what I mean? So I think it's being conscious of the week.
And that's why I suggest read the scriptures.
Yeah.
Read what happened again. Think about it.
Mm.
Because it's life has to go on. Your life has to go on. I'm still working. I've still got family. I've still got things I have to do. But amongst that, how precious of what God actually did do for us.
Mm. Mm. And so I think it's being conscious of it. And then when you have the moments to think about it. Yeah, you gave us some good ideas and ways that we can do that this week. And I thought just even the first one was you said pray longer, but the part that I thought was even more pivotal was be more honest, you know? And it's funny because God already knows. But I think sometimes when we are honest, sometimes it's more for us because there's a recognition of
the need
who
for
we
God.
Really are and the need for God. That's right. And so this is a week to do that. When we know, when we're recognizing why Jesus came for this, for the fact that we need to be honest. The Stations of the Cross are a great way to reflect on Jesus' death. If you haven't done it before, most parishes at this time of year will offer it.
But you can do it yourself even if nobody else is there with you.
Yeah.
They download it on your internet if you don't have a booklet.
Mm.
And it'll just name it, you know, and the pictures that are depicted. And basically you just walk around.
The pictures around the church.
Yeah, and there are prayers that you can say, or you can say your own prayers just by looking at the depiction of what happened and what Jesus did. And it's just focusing again on him, giving him that extra adoration, extra time, extra honour for what he did for us.
Mm. Yeah. And then there's the praying of the rosary. Now, you mentioned that our larger organisation, Bruce Downs Catholic Ministries, does that. And you pray it with Bruce every week.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah, sorry. So, yeah, you can get that brucedowns.org. You can look for the rosary and pray that along with us. similar to the Stations of the Cross, we can concentrate on Jesus's life and what he's done. And again, reading the scriptures, just going through that, is a great way to do that. The Last Supper. If you've ever been to Mass for that Thursday evening, they often do a part of the Mass where they wash, the priest comes and washes the feet.
Yes.
To show, like, Jesus came as a servant to serve.
He washed the disciples' feet at the Last Supper.
And so that's always a beautiful moment. And then, of course, Good Friday. And Good Friday's an interesting service because it's not a Mass as such. It's a slightly different liturgy. And it's funny, even though I've done it many times now, I always forget every year. And then I come to it and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right, you know.
Yes.
But again, Good Friday itself, the day itself, is a good day of reflection.
Mm-hmm.
For some, well, many of us, we don't have work that day. I know there are some people who work in jobs, hospitals.
Need to be there.
Emergency services who need to be in other places. But for many of us, we don't have jobs. Don't work that day. So it is a good day. If you can't do the rest of the week, it is a good day to say, hey, you know what, today I'm just going to give some time.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the weekly challenge for this week, just to make some extra time for God, to ponder what he's done for us and to reflect on what does that mean for your life? What does that, how does that cause you to want to live differently?
And I guess over the last, 6 weeks of the Lenten season, have I maybe changed a bit?
Mm.
You know, and maybe that's a question you can ask later.
Yeah.
But also, like, you know, is God doing something in me, with me,
what's
for
he been
me?
Doing? Mm. Yeah, yeah. So we pray that you have a wonderful Holy Week and we look forward to chatting with you next week when we celebrate the joy of Easter. Bye.
Bye, everybody.